The businesses along Seattle's waterfront are open again. You remember they shut down last fall so the city could tear the seawall apart and rebuild it. But the seawall still looks torn apart. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph takes you there.
High tourist season at the waterfront. People are tossing beanbags in the sun and lining up for fish and chips. Typical, right? Except this year, they're doing it beside a huge concrete trench crisscrossed by construction access bridges. Construction in front of the shops and restaurants has stopped for the summer, but the evidence runs from Ivers to the Crab Pot, and construction is still full bore in front of Coleman Dock.
We're walking across the vehicle bridge.
This is Bob Donegan, president of Ivers Restaurants, the man who is forever telling us to keep clam. But he's been the one with the crisis. The city promised the businesses they could reopen on July the 1st. Yeah, but...
We expected this vehicle bridge to be in place for us to accept deliveries of all the restaurant equipment and food the beginning of June. It went in on June 26th.
So it was down to the wire. Donegan had a lineup of semi-trucks.
Of food and beer and napkins, all of which had to be unloaded by hand.
But they did it. Ivers opened on time.
When the smells changed from being construction smells and painting to the smells of the kitchen, that was a great day.
And though the seagulls are still squawking down here, Donegan is not.
Mega projects always have surprises in them.
One of the surprises this time had to do with stabilizing the soil behind the seawall. Jessica Murphy is the seawall's project manager. She says workers are injecting 6,000 columns of grout into this guck, so it turns into cement and holds everything in place. Kind of like Botox.
Nothing else can be done until that part happens.
But this treatment has hit obstacles, like mystery utility boxes and underground wires.
Have to figure out whose it is it live, what do we do with it, where does it go, whose lights go off if it gets disconnected.
So it took longer. Murphy says the seawall project will still be done by next year, as promised. None of this seems to have deterred tourists. Bob Donegan of Ivers says the early indicators are good.
On Friday, July 3rd, was Argosy's busiest day ever. Let's Go Sailing doesn't have a vacant spot on his boats. Those two boats are going out full every day, all the time. So it's been a great start to the summer.
It helps that the weather has been gorgeous. Restaurants look busy, and people are hanging around outside. Kevin Blanks was sitting on a yellow plastic armchair faced away from the water for a full-on view of our beloved viaduct.
And I'm just wondering what you think about our little project.
I think it's great. We're visiting from Florida, and this is very relaxing up here.
So this doesn't bother you about the trenches and the bridges?
No, if you got to have progress, you got to have construction.
Slow progress, I guess. I don't know. Everything takes time, I suppose.
This is Jenna Robinson, a visitor from Spokane. She was waiting for a friend to pick her up from the ferry.
Last time I came through, one of my friends just pulled over, picked me up, and went off on her way. But you really have to maneuver yourself around here now.
Work resumes in front of the waterfront restaurants and shops this October. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.
The target date to finish all the work on the seawall is fall 2016.